Good afternoon, divinely inspired visionaries in action. This is your host, Beverly Roberts, for another episode of Things Biblical and Theological. We've been examining this week the miracles of Jesus. We're going to examine another miracle of Jesus that we have previously talked about before in John, the 9th chapter. Verses 1 through 7. Actually, it's the entire chapter of John, the 9th chapter of John. We're talking today about the man born blind, and we're examining these elements of the Gospel of John as we continue to talk about my new devotional coming out every day with the Gospel of John, 365 days of devotions and prayers. Our God is with us, not just one day, but every day of the year as we rise, as we move about, as we have the activities of our limbs. He is with us to help us in our times of need, to be a companion with us as we walk along life's journey. So this man that was born blind, let's talk about this miracle that Jesus performed. This miracle takes us back before this man is formed in the womb of his mother. Think about that. As you read this particular narrative in the Gospel of John, I've read it before, but there's no shame in reading it again. You can read it again if you like. But it takes us back before this man was formed in the womb of his mother. Jesus' disciples, they asked the question, who sinned, this man or his parents? What a question to ask for someone that was born blind. The disciples asked that question, and they asked it for good reason. But Jesus, the Messiah, the Son of God, always knows exactly what needs to be said and what has to be done to prove who he is, one, but to help us see, to garner faith in us, to increase our faith to believe. This man he's innocent of any sinful act that caused him to be blind. And likewise, his parents are innocent of any wrongdoing that caused his blindness. But Jesus helps us to have faith in him as the one who had come from God, had come down from heaven to earth to be with us, to help us, to heal the sick. He came for the lost and the sick, those who were lost. Away from him, were not a part of the family of God. He came for the lost sheep of Israel. He asked in another gospel, it's not the well that need a physician, but it is the sick who need a physician. And that those are the types of questions that Jesus asked of people so that he could dig deep into where they were, even though he knew where they were. He still was asking the questions, and his disciples were becoming inquisitive about who is this man? Who is this Jesus that we believe is the Messiah? But now he comes to actually show us and demonstrate to us who he is in our day, our time, our environment. Jesus comes and he does the miraculous right in front of their eyes that no other Messiah who claimed to be his Messiah could not do. This is the Jesus, the Son of God, that John, the gospel writer, writes about. In this narrative, we read of the unusual way in which Jesus performed this miracle. Unusual. Why do I say unusual? Because Jesus stoops down to the earth. He scoops up some mud, mixes it with his saliva, and puts it on the eyes of this man, this blind man, that's unusual. We would never dare in this 21st century to pick up some mud, put our spit on it with our saliva, and place it on somebody's eyes. That's something we just would not do. I don't think any person here would allow us to do that with them because we see it as something, that's the kind of feeling you get from something of that nature. But Jesus took that very unusual act to do something very spectacular, miraculous for this man. And then he instructs the man, go wash in the pool of Siloam. The man went to wash and he came back seeing. Darkness turned to light as the man washed and he came back seeing. Thanks be to God for the miracles that Jesus performed. As I said, he scooped to the earth and did all of that. The man went and washed, came back seeing. Jesus acquits this innocent man that is born blind from death of the guilt that had been laid upon him by the religious elite of their day. The Pharisees accused Jesus of doing something. They accused the man. They accused the parents. They called them liars to their faces. They accused Jesus. They called him a liar to his face. They accused him of doing something that he should not have done. Why not? Why would they accuse him? All he did was, and I'm not going to say all he did. Let me just say he healed this man born blind from birth. All of his life, this man has not been able to see in darkness, depending on others to carry him around, depending on others to even perhaps tell him about the trees and what's blowing, the wind and the leaves and the colors and the makeup of where he sits and where he's living and all of those things. Somebody had to tell this man about his own lifestyle and how he was living. So Jesus comes to do that, and these Pharisees are questioning his miraculous wonder-working power as well as his authority to do this. Who is this that has come? Aren't you that child that came from Nazareth? And they too, like Nathaniel, probably asked, can anything good come out of Nazareth? Now, not this one coming to help, to heal, and to do things that we have never seen any other Messiah doing. So I can imagine what was going through this crowd's head, as well as this blind man and his parents being questioned, and even perhaps the fear that they experienced as the Pharisees that were trying to throw them out of the synagogue, the chief priests and all of those. Listen, as I read today from my devotional, day 168 of my devotional every day with the Gospel of John, titled The Acquittal, No Questions of Unbelief. Let me read a portion of that scripture in John 9:35 through 38. Jesus heard that they had thrown him out. And this is the man that was born blind. They threw him out of the synagogue. And when he found him, he said, do you believe in the Son of God? Excuse me. They threw him out of the temple. Jesus went and found him in the temple. He said, do you believe in the Son of God? Remember what I said before, that the purpose, John's purpose statement, that you might believe he is the Messiah, the Son of God. Do you believe in the Son of Man? Who is he, sir? The blind man is asking. Tell me so that I may believe in him, Jesus said. You have now seen him. In fact, he is the one speaking with you. Then the man said, Lord, I believe. And he worshiped him. That very moment, belief came to that man as Jesus talked to him and conversed with him. Do you believe? Yes, I believe that he is the Messiah, the Son of God. This man born blind, not knowing what to do, how to do. I'm sure he had been carried to the temple all of his life by his parents. Circumcised on the eighth day, a Jew had to live by the Jewish law and the Jewish customs. His parents did as well as he did. But here he is having to be with Jesus, the Messiah, coming to find him and to make him a part of the family of God. He acquits this innocent man. He acquits his parents of any wrongdoing. God is able to acquit us even when we are charged with erroneous and he's able to acquit us even when others have accused us, hate us, have put us down, have tried to take anything away from us that is good. Jesus is able to do that. Jesus is likewise able to acquit each of us of false accusations that come against us from spiritual wickedness that's in high places, as well as help us to speak truth when we are confronted by haters because of no wrongdoing of our own making. He is the one who is able to do that for us. As he did it then, he's still able to do that now. Spiritual blindness can be caused by a lack of correct teaching or a greed for attention and acclaim. But Jesus, the Messiah, the Son of God, is able to give us the light he brings to dispel the darkness that blindness tries to claim over those who are his own. Pray with me today. Heavenly Father, thank you for Jesus, our great defender. We're guilty of being sinners, and only he can cleanse us from this guilt. Today, we believe he is the Son of God, the Messiah, the one who died on Calvary's cross, shed his blood to take away the sin of the world. For this, we give you thanks, and we ask and pray these prayers in the powerful name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Amen. Thank you for joining me today. This has been another episode of Things Biblical and Theological. Join me again for another episode as we continue examining the Gospel of John, and as I continue to talk about and read from devotions and prayers out of my devotional that will soon be coming to you in a published work. But until then, this has been your host, Rev Bev, for another episode. God bless and have a wonderful day.